out at Steelers training camp is our own Jim Colony. And yesterday he caught up with another one of his man crushes, and that is Steelers running back Ike Redman. Let's listen to that.
Off to a good start the other night. Feeling pretty good this camp, and then to translate that into a preseason game?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more comfortable, you know, even from last year. Last year I felt pretty good in camp. And this year the game is just slowing down a lot more for me.
And that looked like it's one thing to see when you run decisively here where you're going, I don't know if you want to call it, what, 75, 80% maybe when you're in shoulder pads and shorts. But that I've seen you run that play before in camp very decisively. Was that a play that you were really comfortable with?
Yeah, that's pretty much my favorite play. I love those zone runs and be able to read the defense, be able to cut back, be able to set my blocks up. You know, that's where I'm pretty good at, you know, setting up blocks and reading the zone.
Can you quantify the steps that you've been able to take from 2 years ago, you know, when you're new here and everything is completely new, and then even last year where it's not so new to you, but now this year when you've been around for a while, can you quantify the difference in the year-to-year progress you can make?
You know, my first year I was coming in, I pretty much was like a chicken with his head cut off, just trying to fit somewhere in and mostly worrying about special teams. And then last year I knew I had a good shot at making a team, to whereas now, you know, I can strictly focus on football and kind of understand that, you know, I'm here. You know, I have a spot on this team where I can just, you know, now focus on my game and get better as a running back.
Is it as simple as saying that now you're not thinking so much, you're just able to react to the situation and you can play faster?
Yeah, I mean, I know the offense, you know, in and out. You know, I know everything, every protection, everything is just, you know, it's just already did it in my head. So now I can just go out there and play and play fast and play smart.
Talking to Ike Redman here on the Fan Morning Show. What do you need to do better still? I mean, I imagine you're like a lot of guys. You're probably your own worst critic. What are you looking at that, man, I got to get better at this if I'm going to get on the field?
You know, pretty much I would like to be able to read the defense a lot more than I'm pretty good at understanding where the blitz comes from. But, you know, you can always get better at that and, you know, understand when the safeties are coming down, understand rotations and stuff like that.
Is Emmanuel Sanders the most overrated player on the team? No comment on that one. That, of course, was Emmanuel Sanders just doing a cameo, throwing in the shout-out to the Young Money. Is a self-shout-out, is that allowed? I mean, that's a little bit, you know, self-serving, isn't it?
I mean, it's allowed. It's Young Money. That's what Young Money do. Yeah.
That was me. I'm just trying to plant the idea in his head. You know how the media is, right?
He definitely said most overrated player on the team. I mean, I second that.
He's not really hurt. I mean, we can tell. Look at that. There's no injury there.
The guy's not hurt. He's acting like he's a vet out here.
Take me out. September 11th.
All right, there you hear it.
I'm underrated.
The Young Money, they just can't get enough of the Fan Morning Show. Okay, let's get but do you think, by the way, that you've done enough, that you're comfortable enough here, that you can take a little bit of the load off of Mendenhall a little bit, and that could be good for everybody, couldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, he had a lot of carries last year. Like I said before, you know, I'm just this preseason, I want to be able to have the coaches turn the film on, look at me run and say, we need to get this guy the ball. Or, you know, this guy is capable of, you know, letting us, you know, spell Mendenhall a little more than we did last year. And, you know, so hopefully after the last preseason game, you know, I have that impression on these coaches.
Okay, I know you're looking ahead to the game on Thursday, but forget about football. We're going to get down to the important stuff because training camp is almost over, and that means softball. And last year, you had a shutout, right?
Definitely pitched a shutout.
Was it almost a no-hitter?
It was almost a no-hitter, about two hits. You know, the game was supposed to be yesterday, got canceled. I got the arm on ice every night, you know, warming up, got a little pitches here and there. You know, I'm watching a little film from last year to see where I can get better.
Now, you don't have to ice your arm for, like, slow pitch softball. I mean, come on. It can't be that bad.
No, it's just, you know, but I can't wait for it. You know, it's a fun time for us to, you know, just get out and do something other than football and have fun.
It is fun. I do enjoy watching that because it's just kind of fun to watch a game that is completely fun. Now, you guys did lose. I know last year you guys had about four draft picks. I know that. No, but I'm talking about, I mean, baseball draft picks. You guys got Randall L. You're missing Randall L., but I think Dixon was drafted. Mwelde Moore was drafted. Uh-huh. I don't know if anybody else was. Roethlisberger obviously played. Do you guys have any? Are there any newcomers that we can look for this year to add to the offense?
Emmanuel Sanders, he was drafted for baseball, but he's hurt, so that's another guy we lost. But offense should be pretty good.
Who's the most dangerous guy in the defense, or do they have any?
I don't think they have any. No. Troy's pretty good, but I just don't see anybody on there that's pretty a threat to my arm, to the speed that I have on my balls.
Now, do you expect to see a dissension on the defense like last year when Lawrence Timmons was taken out of the game in the middle of an inning? I've never seen anything like that.
I mean, sometimes when you're not getting the job done, you know, the standard is the standard, Coach Tom would say. When you're not getting the job done in the outfield and ball's just going past you, somebody else got to get in there. And Casey Hampton made a great coaching decision to get him out of there.
What's the prediction?
Offense, about 5-0.